I don't do well at all with weed. It just happens to go, like, for me, it's like nothing, nothing, nothing. Oh my God, like full blown paranoia. So the best example of this happened maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And when me and my boyfriend at the time traveled to Amsterdam, of all places, together. And so we had all these, you know, things we wanted to do. I wanted to go to the Anne Frank house and the tulip gardens. And obviously he wanted to go to a coffee house. So and I really had my heart set on seeing these tulips, because I don't know if you've seen pictures of them, but they're these fields, like miles and miles of tulips. And I just wanted to frolic in them and just watch Dutch people dance in clogs and see windmills in the background and stuff. And he's like, yeah, that's fine, but I need to be high as shit for this. So so we compromised. We stopped by a coffee house on the way to the tulip gardens. Now, the coffee houses in Amsterdam are just like the coffee houses here, except for everything is preceded by space. So you have like space coffee, space cappuccinos, space tea, space biscotti, space scones, whatever. And so he proceeded to order this space coffee. And I was like, I don't know, I'm going to get space tea, because that sounds intense for me. But I still wanted to participate. So he gets a space coffee, and I get my little dainty space tea. And we're both sitting there drinking our beverages, and he is suddenly elevated on this beautiful plane of existence where he's having the time of his life, and he's having so much fun. And the other thing that you need to know about me is that I'm extremely competitive and jealous. And so I'm sitting there being like, that's not fair. I want to be having fun too. This is bullshit. So I'm like, okay, the space tea is really weak and is doing nothing. So I march up to the counter, and I'm like, what else do they have? I don't want to get space coffee, because that's what he has. I'm going to get something else. And they have these space cookies at the counter. And, they come in packs of six. And so I buy a pack of six. And I try one. I'm still not feeling anything, so I'm like, gah. So I eat another one. I eat four. They're like regular cookies, except they're space. So still don't feel anything, and I'm very annoyed. So I'm just like, fine, let's just go to the damn tulip garden. So we go to the bus, and we get on this bus, and it's just packed with tourists, just tons of tourists, because that's the type of person who would go to the tulip gardens in Amsterdam. And so we sit on the bus, and there's right behind us are the most American tourists that, like, in the world. They're exactly the stereotype. They're, I hate to be mean, but they're kind of larger women, and they have t-shirts, and they're wearing sandals, and they are super loud, and they complain about everything. They're like, can you believe this bus doesn't have any air conditioning? This is hardly civilized, and stuff like that. And so I'm just like, oh, great. So we start moving. I think the tulip fields are like an hour away or something. And as we start moving, that's when the cookies and the space tea suddenly hit, and I go, whomp, whoa, okay, we're finally moving along. So I'm just like, whoa, this suddenly hits me. So the bus inches along, and then it stops. And then it inches along, and then it stops. And then we're just like in this traffic forever. And the other thing, too, was that this day was unseasonably hot. Like, it was late April, but for some reason it was just really, really hot. And as the lady said, there was no air conditioning on this bus. And the windows, for some reason, were not open. Like, there was one little tiny window that was open a crack, but there was just no airflow in this bus. And so behind me, these women just start complaining and complaining louder and louder. They go, oh, my God. I'm sweating buckets. I'm getting dehydrated. I think we're gonna die in here. And they're getting so loud, and their voices, the things that they say, just sink right into my brain. And I go, oh my God, they're right. I'm gonna die in here. We're all gonna die in here. We're all gonna die in here. We're all gonna die in here. That's what I'm thinking in my brain. And so I'm just starting to just like like sweat and get really freaked out and thinking this is going to be my last moment on Earth. And meanwhile, my boyfriend is just like laughing because he thinks this is really funny. And then the women just keep complaining. And then at one point I just get up and start pacing around the bus like a crazy person. And then I start banging on the window like, let me out, let me out. I need to breathe. Then the women turn to me and they go, oh, that girl doesn't look okay. I wonder, oh, I don't know if she's going to make it out of here. And then I hear them, of course, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm not going to make it out of here. And they know I'm high. This is terrible. So eventually, you know, 45, you know, maybe like an hour and a half later, we get to the damn tulip gardens. And I finally get off the bus and I can breathe. But my tulip gardens that I looked forward to for the like most of the trip were just kind of ruined because I was just so nauseous and anxious from that bus trip. There were just like these beautiful fields of tulips that would have been magical otherwise just looked menacing. Like there were so many of them. There were fields of tulips just staring at me and judging me. And I even like walked on the tulips because I was just like so confused. And there were all these signs in like English and Dutch going, don't lay on the tulips. And I was just laying on the tulips. And so I still have this, you know, kind of misgivings about weed, but also I have those same misgivings about tulips. Thank you.